Welcome to Call Us When We Podcast, where we get real about mom life, relationships, and careers. I'm Tiana, a single mom of three.
And I'm Marielle, a married mom of four. We're both on a mission to empower you not to settle in any area of life.
Welcome back to Call Us Mommy. So Ariel and I are going to be talking about things we do as moms to make our lives easier. Now, as you know, we have a lot of kids between the both of us, like a whole lot of kids. So I feel like we have a lot of like trial and errors. I feel like nothing is like perfect ever. And I feel like we could do these things and our day is still may go to, you know, just fall to pieces.
I also feel like there's probably people who do this a lot better than us, but yeah, we'll just share kind of some of the things that we do. And I know for me, like I like to clean, I like things to be clean, but every once in a while I will look up like, you know, those people who like their whole thing on like social media is cleaning. And so some of them will have like actual downloads of like cleaning schedules and things like that. So if you're listening and you're like, I already like have things together pretty well, like sometimes listening to things like this and like what other people do is just helpful because it like inspires you to do it a certain way or try a different way. And so that's where we're coming at it. We're not like, we know how to do this better than anyone else. We have all the hacks, because if you have some, like, can you share them? Yeah, we'll take them.
We also, yes, like she said, we are not experts. We are just two regular moms who have tried a lot of different things. And we both kind of have like similar things that we both do on a like a daily, regular, weekly basis. So yes. And also some of these things you may be like, okay, but like, how do we do that? Full disclosure, we are both very OCD. So you may listen to us and be like, I'm not vacuuming my floors every day. And that's okay. You do not have to. That is part of something that helps my mental health.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let's preface this also with the fact that we both have diagnosed like anxiety disorders. And so it's fueled with like with mess and chaos. So the only thing that we can really control usually is the mess in our house. Can't control the chaos of kids, you know, and life, but you can control if your countertops are dirty when you're going to sleep. So that's kind of where we come at it from that. So also take it with a grain of salt that like, if stuff like that doesn't bother you, that might not be a mom hack for you that you need to take out of this, because that's not like adding to your mental health that like, oh, because Ariel and Tiana like do this, I should probably clean my countertops too. No, like if it doesn't bother you, don't worry about it.
Okay, so let's get started with some like things that we like to do. I think first, a big thing to go to cleaning is just having less stuff in general. The less you have, the less you have to walk around and pick up. So for example, I always go to like clothes. Like if I have a lot of clothes, that means I'm probably going to be doing a lot of laundry, hanging a lot of clothes up. And so me, I like to just get rid of stuff. And hack I do is if I buy a pair of jeans, I usually come home and get rid of a pair of jeans. In general, I always try to like, if I buy something, I get rid of something.
So I am trying to do this even better, because I think we all use shopping as a form of therapy. So it's hard sometimes to do this, especially when stores like TJ Maxx and Marshalls and Home Goods exist, where it's like basically an in-store Amazon where they have so many things of different varieties that you could come home with, like candles, you could come home with like new glassware, like new yoga pant, like you could come home with all different stuff, but at the end of the day it's like, did I really need all of those things? And you probably don't. So the way that I go about it is, if I need to have some sort of shopping experience like that, and it's not like, you know, Christmas or something where it's like, okay, I can go in and buy a bunch of stuff and get that out of my system, I won't go unless there's like at least one item that I know I absolutely need. So like one example would be like a hair clip. Like, I feel like you can always find really cute different hair clips at stores like that versus going to Walmart or Target and spending like $18 on a, like a normal hair clip. You can go get one for $8 at, you know, TJ Maxx. And then I'll walk around while I'm there. So you have to have restraint, obviously. But like, if I see something, yeah, if I see something cool, then that's fine. But like, it's not a make or break if I like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't go in there and feel like I have to buy something because I have already in my head like this $8 item. And then I feel like I'm winning if I get out, which is the $8 item. But I will say, like, since I've tried to buy less, that helps so much, because you don't have as many things just like around the house, like not just decor, but like sometimes you can even do it like organization stuff. Like we see so many influencers that are like, buy this, you know, all these things to organize your cabinets or all these things to organize your fridge or whatever. And sometimes that like will clutter up your life more than just like having those things and sorting all of that. Like just do whatever works for you and try to like, if you're going to do something like that, start small to make sure it's even something that's worth it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. And too, like on the subject of just like buying things, especially coming out of the holiday season, I remember years ago, my mom would just like want to buy my kids like lots of toys and lots of items. And still to this day, like, of course, guys, I'm not going to take the fun out of like the grandparents. Like they have to have that. But something I did is I sent both great sets of grandparents a text message letting them know like, hey guys, like I don't want my kids to have like a lot of toys. They already have a lot. Please like, you know, like buy like clothes or pay for like, you know, this gymnastics season or whatever it is, or an experience. So like one set of a grandparents, they buy them like some clothes and items like that, and they take them on a trip every year.
Yeah. And then of course, I feel like everyone says this, but just purging before Christmas and honestly after, because it's like once they get all the new stuff, there's more in the room that they're suddenly not going to be playing with. So yeah. I think it's healthy to purge once a month, at least. Like whenever I go into my girls' room, they are young enough still where I will go in and have to organize things, you know, frequently. And while I'm doing that, I'm throwing away broken toys, toys that I haven't seen them play with, like next to, you know, never are getting donated, things like that. And so I think I saw one person say that she will always have like a box in her laundry room that is like a donation box, like as she's doing laundry. So if she sees stuff that like my kid's not going to be fitting in anymore, or like it's the end of summer and we're going into fall and like, you know, this is the last time you're going to wash this item and it's not going to fit them next summer, just go ahead and put it in that box.
Yeah.
And I think that helps a lot too, because then you have this like designated area for those things.
I love that. But like, I think I would be drove crazy knowing there's a box there. Even if I like found a cute basket, I'd be like, I'm sorry, this needs to go today. Like today.
Somehow that works. Like it works for me because it's a designated area.
Right.
I get more stressed out whenever I have to go to Goodwill for like one item at a time.
Yes.
For you, you're like, it's going to Goodwill. So why is it in my house? Like, why do I have to wait until the box?
Put it in my car. Like I put it in my car. And I'm like dropping it off when I get out. I love that idea though. And like something I do is like before every birthday, every holiday, like where they're going to be getting gifts, I always make like, since I would say Quincy's 2 years old, I make them go through them with me. And so I always explain to them like the point of like donating and why we should donate. And now they get to the point like I don't do Quincy's anymore. I don't do Sophia's anymore. I have to go in there and double check them because she's a hoarder herself. So like she thinks she needs everything, but I do like, I can just tell them now like, okay, like go, you have a trash bag and this is for trash. And then you have one for like donation. And so they'll come out with their trash bags and Quincy will come out with like a big bag. Sophia will come out with a giant trash bag with two things in it. I'm like, no girl, go back in there.
Lorelai. That's funny. Yeah, I'd say, I mean, as overwhelming as that might seem to do often, it's definitely more overwhelming to do when you're getting ready to move and you're like, okay, now I have to go through all this stuff, or, you know, whatever life event happens that you have to start purging. So, you know, to get rid of like a trash bag of items, even at every few months, is so much better than having to deal with that every few years.
Yeah. And start with one room. So when I used to go in my other life I had before, and I would help people organize like their homes, what we would do is we would start with one room, and I would just start drawer by drawer, cabinet by cabinet, closet by closet, and just start like going through that. And I always had them like a keep, a throwaway, and a donate pile. And they would, if you can afford, hire someone to come with you, like it helps, or have a friend come and just like talk with you and like go through it together, because it can be really overwhelming. I remember going to their homes and like, I would be like excited because I'm like, yeah, we're about to like go through some stuff. And like, I could see like some of them, like it's daunting, like it's overwhelming. And so like, if you don't already have a house that doesn't have a lot of stuff in it, it could seem like, okay, this sounds crazy. Like purging once a week, like this is going to take me like years to go through. I promise you, I have went to some homes that were like, I mean, floor to ceiling packed with things. And we got through it within an entire week. And so if you just start slow, I mean, and continue with it, like you can't just do it one time and then you're good to go, because just the amount of stuff you bring into your home daily. Like if your kids go to school, they come home with 15 papers. So like the amount of stuff that we bring into our homes every single day means like we're probably going to have to purge that. I'm a purger once a week. I know that again, like my OCD, that's probably extreme. So like, I think once a month is probably like Ariel said, it was like, is a good spot to be.
Yeah. And so if we move into cleaning hacks, one thing that I do is there are rooms that I clean. Obviously, I think everyone does this like more often than others. Like obviously most people probably tidy up their kitchen at least every day, their bathroom, you know, frequently, but maybe like your bedroom, you're not like cleaning on your hands and knees every day because like there's not a lot of foot traffic in there, etc. But whenever I do, like if I go into the girls' room to be like, okay, this isn't just like a drive-by clean, I'm gonna, you know, get under the beds, I'm gonna like rip all the, like every blanket, everything's like going into the water, like all of the things that day, I will also purge. So it's like that entire room is as clean as it can possibly get without me like repainting the walls. You know what I mean? Like right. Every single bit is done. Most of the time I will, it's like an itch that I have to scratch all over the house. And then I'll have to do all, I'm like, oh, I'll just do this one and I'll feel better and I'll be able to sit down. But then it's like, no, now I have to do Lorelai's and I have to do Vaden's and I have to do ours. And so if you have anxiety like that, I will sometimes just like give myself a limit, like, okay, bedrooms mm-hmm. instead of every room in the house. Okay, you can do bedrooms. And then just check in with myself after each one, like, okay, do I have the energy to keep doing this? And then sometimes I'll have the urge to be like, okay, well, let's just do the bathrooms too, because, you know, some of them are in the bedroom. And you just got to check in with yourself because you don't want to burn out. And then that's when it gets hard to do frequently. But I would say if you can do like one room a week, you know, then you've hit them all once a month.
Austin has helped me with this so much because for years, like literally years until I met Austin, I, every single day, like toilets had to be scrubbed, windows had to be wiped down, floors had to be vacuumed every single day, two times a day. I would do it in the morning, I would do it at night, literally until Austin, he was like, I mean, babe, like, do we really need to be doing this? I'm like, yes, yes. Like, do you understand? And then I've moved to, I'm like, okay, like, we got to work together in this. So it's once a week I do my big deep cleaning where I get to do all of those extra steps that I want to do every single day, like wiping the cabinets down, watching the windows inside, like the nitty gritty. Like I'm getting into it. I'm cleaning cabinets out. I'm throwing away stuff. I'm throwing away people. I'm just kidding. But
basically, she's probably not lying.
Basically, like catch you on a Sunday. Like who? I don't know who's going to be here. So I do that on Sundays. And something else that's helped is we are in the place where we have like hired someone to come clean once a month. Still with my OCD, like I found she's great, but like still with my OCD, like it helps get all of like the light fixtures, the baseboards and things like that, even on my Sunday that I'm not able to get to. So that's helped take a level of like stress off me because I'm like, okay, like I know she's coming, you know, next Tuesday to wipe all of that down. Don't touch that. But there's also times depending on like how I'm feeling where I'm like, I still got to do it anyway. Even if she comes, like I'm doing it anyway. And so like, it's just checking in with yourself. Like you're saying that like, do I really need to be doing this right now? Like, do I have to do this today? Because like I used to be a today, today, today for every single thing. We're running ourselves into the ground and I'm doing it to myself on purpose.
So we went from when we bought our first house here, it was maybe like 1200 square feet. And then we added a basement, but it was like mostly a playroom. So playrooms are pretty easy to clean up because it's, you know, one big bucket of toys kind of thing. But I went from being able to clean that, like deep clean it every day to a house that was like, it's probably triple like the square footage. And it's, I don't know that it would make a difference if it was, you know, two floors or something, but it's all one floor. So it's just like so much space to like make sure everything is clean all the time. So it is just unrealistic and it'd be unwise for me to expect myself to deep clean the entire house every single day, much less every week. So with my anxiety, it's taken, I mean, years for me to get to a point where I can sit down and not think about that room that I go into, like maybe a couple times a week. That's like the kids' playroom in the very, very back, you know, like,
yeah.
But when I do, and I'm like, okay, I've had enough of this, I have to clean it, I will do it. And then it's done. And then like, I don't then go in for like another month. But that's where, if you are like that, it hurts. It physically hurts to do it, that way.
We have text messages to each other being like, my skin's crawling. Like, I literally hurt right now. I'm aching. My body hurts.
It throws up or something, you know, they throw up in one room and then your whole house now is dirty. So it's just like someone breathes wrong in it. So it's very easy to get in that mode. But like, if you can train yourself to do that, where you're like either narrowing it down to types of rooms or one room, whatever, if you have like trouble, like if you work a 9-to-5 and you have like 2 hours basically to even do any of that a day, then like try to work it out like that. If you're on the other side of it and you're like, it doesn't bother me at all, like I have to get motivation to clean, I would definitely try to find some of these people that are like cleaning influencers and find their schedules, because they are detailed. And whenever I feel like super ADHD and like everywhere, I will look at one just because it helps me like put into perspective, like, okay, you're doing fine. You're like, you're doing it right. Or if I'm like overwhelmed, it's like, okay, well, let me just focus on this today. And then it helps me get on a schedule, because I get overwhelmed and then will sometimes be like, well, I'm not cleaning anything right. So let me just do it all today right now. And then that's whenever I start, you know, panicking.
Yes, I have totally been there. I want to say it was like a couple days ago, but I just looked at the house and I was like, this is disgusting. This is just so gross. And Austin goes, what are you talking about? This is not even dirty. And it was literally because I had two couch pillows. They were out of place. But inside, I felt like, because those two couch pillows are out of place.
Yeah.
And there's like a fuzz on the ground. I need to redo every single thing. And that's why for years, like, I've cleaned every single thing, because it's like, if I cooked in the kitchen, my whole house is dirty. It smells like food.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy things. And I'm like, get a grip, Tiana.
Is there a therapist listening that can diagnose us? Because I will do that. And it's really weird, because I've also like been in situations, like specifically when I've come back from like vacation or something and my kids have been watched at our house, you know, like obviously, even if like whichever parent was watching them, like my, you know, my parents or my husband's parents, they clean while I'm gone. Like usually it's pretty clean when I come back, but it's not my clean. You know what I mean? Not because I clean better. It's just like, not like I didn't see it happen. And so it's not, you know, it's not clean. But like, I've come back from vacation super exhausted or sometimes like sick or something. And then like that need, like that physical need trumps my physical need for it to be clean, even if it's just temporary. But like, and so like, even just during the day, like if I have a bad day or whatever, sometimes that will trigger me needing the house to be clean. But sometimes if it's like, no, I feel like I'm going to throw up if I like have my eyes open for 5 more seconds, like I have a headache or whatever, then I need to lay down, and I'm able to forget that. So it is weird, like how it's like, it literally is like a physical response to the most important physical need in our body at that moment.
I feel like a lot of moms rage clean. Like, I mean, you see it all over the place, like rage cleaning. So maybe we're not crazy. Maybe it is.
Yeah. I genuinely think it's because it's the only thing in our control whenever everything else is so chaotic. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing that we can fix whenever your house is basically like insane. Yeah. It's the only thing that you can.
I want to say it's a lot worse for me because I am home all day and I work from home.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. I will nitpick things. Like, I will be on Pinterest being like, okay, we need to do that to this wall. Like, I'm constantly like, my wheels are turning.
When you feel like your house is outdated or you're staring at like a wall that has too many crown marks or whatever on it long enough, or like at our first house, it was like a really old home. And so the flooring was like original and it was like very scratched up and stuff, which of course, when we first bought the house, I was like, how cute, you know? But then when you're cleaning, the floors never look clean because there was no shine. It looked, you know what I mean? Like, it just looked dirty still. So that does make a difference. And I don't really know how to remedy that other than just like reminding yourself that like, this is character. It's not dirt, or like, it's not dirty, you know, like, get it as clean as you can, but it's not going to always be perfect. Like, you can't paint your walls every single day.
So another thing, while we're on clean, having the people around you that are living in this home as well help you. Like, my Sunday rage cleaning, as Austin calls it, he has a certain job that he knows he can do that I won't redo. And then doing laundry every day is something I do because there's a lot of us. And if I don't do laundry every single day, it'll be like one day a week, I'll have like 15 loads instead of being able to do like one or two normal size loads a day. we have a system. I like to do laundry. I love doing laundry, but I don't like to put them up. So I will do the laundry. I will fold them. And then we got baskets and I put them on top of, we have like a table on top. So I put them on the table and then everyone knows after school, they get to grab their basket. And after work, Austin grabs our basket and then he puts his clothes up. The kids put their clothes up. Now, being so OCD, I used to go and redo my kids' clothes. I would have them put it up, but then I would go redo it. And then I got to the point where like they would get frustrated with me, rightfully so, because they'd be like, I already did that. Why are you redoing it? What's the point of me doing it then? Yeah. So I know, do not open their closet and do not open those drawers because it's going to make me want to redo it. And I feel like I should respect my kids enough to not redo it because that's their little work and they're learning. And I mean, there are times I'll go in there and I'll teach them like, hey, like, let's fold this like this, like, let's redo it like this. But I will tell you, like, if you choose to do that, which I've been doing that now since Quincy was 6, Sophie was 4, Mila was 2. And I will say Sophie was putting Mila's clothes up, but they were still really young. It wasn't perfect, but now I can go in there and like Quincy's, I can't even tell the difference from me or him now.
Yeah. Okay. That's funny because Zared and I have a walk-in closet in our room. And obviously when we first, you know, moved in, like we both had our clothes in there. And it got to the point where I was just like, I literally cannot be in this closet without feeling like I have to clean the entire house because of how dirty and not dirty, like cluttery, but cluttery. Yes. His side of the closet was. So like I've basically gotten all of the hoarding out of him in every single way, except for his closet and the garage. Cause that's his, you know, domain, but it is awful. It'll be like little Lego guys, like little Star Wars memorabilia. And then randomly like bullets and coloring pages that the kids have get, and it's just no rhyme or reason. And I literally can't even think about it without getting panicky. I had to move out of the closet, guys, and my closet is the coat closet in the house.
I can tell you guys this is true.
And Zared was so offended. He was like, what are people gonna, first of all, he goes, where are we gonna put people's coats when they come over? Like, first of all, no one comes over and comes through the front door. And like when it's not the, you know, 1800s, we don't ask for people's coat and like, we'll put them in a room or like we have an entire mudroom with hangers everywhere. Like no one's ever been like, can I put my coat specifically? No one's done that. So, and still to this day, I will say that no one has ever asked to put their coat in a coat closet. So no one knows unless they just know that my closet is the coat closet. Okay, another thing that we didn't mention, but I think is like really, really important because you don't have to be OCD to do this. You've probably heard the term like cleaning while you cook. I think that's what I've heard before. But like people, I already did this and I heard it described. I was like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not alone. But like while I'm cooking dinner or breakfast, anything, while I'm in the kitchen putting together some sort of meal, I will clean as I cook. So like while the egg's frying, I'm like, okay, I'm done with the eggs. I'm putting the eggs away. Oh, while I crack the egg, I got some, you know, like a situation down here. So I'll like clean that up. Like I clean as I cook. Some people will like have a spot for trash. So they're not going back and forth to the trash can, but that way then afterwards, it's not like you have trash everywhere.
I do that. I'll have like one big pile of just like all my trash as I'm cooking, especially like when you cook big meals and you have like packages and cans and all of that. Yes, I always have a pile.
So I think that helps a lot because then, and now sometimes it'll be like a really involved recipe that I haven't done before. And so it takes all my effort to do it. And so I'm not cleaning as much during it. And then afterwards there is that big mess and like, you're going to have that. But most day-to-day things you can like clean as you're, or like while the coffee is dripping, I'll like wipe down all the countertops and literally sometimes the cabinets. I'll just like, I'll notice that like there's smudges on the handle. So I'll start, you know, just like real quick doing it. I think that is so much better than being like, it's a random Sunday in March, you know, let me spring clean these cabinets real quick. Like if you're just doing it all the time, it never has to be done in like such a crazy way. Yes. But like you can do that for everything. Like what you said earlier about your couch, like when you see the couch cushions, you know, hanging out, maybe just like take them out and sweep them real quick as well. Or like when I'm sweeping in the living room, it's usually not an everyday thing, but at least a once a week thing that I'll like completely move the couch out, sweep out from under it, sweep in the cushions. That way, like when I do it, it's not like oh my God, there's an entire like family living in my couch cushions, you know? Like it's just better, I think, to do it and work the big things into your smaller cleaning items.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
And you actually taught me this, but like when you clean your bathtub and your shower, which I'd always done that because my mom had always done that with the shower, like clean the shower while you take a shower. So like just have your cleaning supplies in your bathroom. And then like once a week, just when you are taking your shower, clean it. But my bath, I just hated doing it. I don't know why. I think it's because I have to like take my bath table off and then all that. So I just do it right before I take my baths. I just like spray it down, wipe it. And then I have the water going to get hot while I do that. And then once it's hot, I just like spray it all down. And you could do it after you take the bath. Like, but I'm done. I don't want to have to clean anything. So like right before, I feel like is a good way to do it.
Yeah. I think the key to like keeping a clean house and like something I have to go to bed with my house being clean. And I have a difference. There's cleaned and there's scrubbed. So cleaned is basically counters are wiped down, everything's picked up, everything is back into its home place. Mm-hmm. Scrubbed is when I'm tearing the house apart. We're scrubbing it, and that's my Sundays. But on the other days, I go to bed with the house cleaned. Like I will not go to bed with like dirty dishes in the sink. I won't go to bed with like things sitting on my counter. I wipe that down. I don't vacuum every night. Thanks, Austin. I don't vacuum every night. But there's nothing like, there's not, you know, a big stain on the floor. There's like not a bunch of food on the floor. It's all pretty much like picked up, and that just starts my day like off so much better because I'm like, okay, like I wake up, I'm in a better mood because like things are clean. I'm not feeling overwhelmed immediately when I wake up.
Yeah. It helps a lot being able to wake up to like a clear, clean house and then be able to do whatever you're wanting to do first without having to do those things.
So enough of cleaning. I'm sure by this point you guys think they need some therapy for all of their cleaning issues. Let's get into some more like fun things that actually I feel like help us, especially from like work from home life, is cutting up like the fruits and veggies. We do that. I know we both do that.
Basically the day that we get groceries, I feel like we do it. Like I wouldn't let it, don't let it sit because then you won't end up doing it. And then your fridge gets all dirty because you have like just the strawberry packages or the grapes, you know, like that stuff is so dirty. It just gets in your fridge and then you have to end up cleaning your fridge. I will also say like my youngest is 4 and then my daughter above that is 6 and then 8. They love cutting fruit and veggies. Most of them, like the strawberries, they can cut with a butter knife. But I will say like I've taught my 6-year-old how to cut with like a regular knife. Now I give her like a blunt one that's like, you know, we've had it for too long, but I keep it so that she can cut. Like, she's not going to cut her finger off with it, okay? Don't come at me. But I think it's important for them to learn how to cut things, you know, early, because then they won't cut fingers off, hopefully. So that helps a lot because the stuff needs to get cut up. They think it's fun. I think it's a chore. Mm-hmm. So it's happening, but, like, they get to do something that's productive and that like, they're contributing to the household, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to, like, leave the fruits and veggies in there and then they would all go bad. So then right there I was like wasting money. Yes, my fridge was getting dirty.
You're more inclined to eat it too when it's already like prepared.
Yes, you know? I will eat it. Like if it's already cut up in there, I'm like, okay, I'll just grab that. If not, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go to Chick-fil-A. There's nothing in this fridge. And even though I just need to wash it and clean it.
Two will grab like cucumbers over crackers. If the cucumber's already cut up, then they'll, now that they like cutting up, they probably would do it. But like in a cinch when they're hungry.
Yes. Yeah. And especially like if you work from home, like I would always have that like just for my kids to grab. And like another thing that makes it easier, and you do this as well, is like having like I'll buy a big box of the healthy goldfish that they complain about, but they're like the healthier goldfish. And I split them up in like little snack bags already and then just have them in there, or have granola bars, or just like snacks are already like pre-made that I can do at the beginning of the week. I usually do everything on Sundays. And it's easier for them just to grab and go. Like, I don't have to stop what I'm doing and go, you know, go grab snacks, go get them things that they already know what they can have. And it's already there and ready to go.
And I think that helps a lot too, because I used to get super overwhelmed because I wanted my kids to have healthy stuff. But when you have multiple kids and not just like one or two and you're on a budget, it is hard to buy healthy things, because I kept thinking I had to go buy the like snack packs, you know, like the hummus packs that have the pretzels or the like, you know, cheese, grapes, like those things you can buy that are pre, you know, made or whatever. but that's like $2 a package. And so I'm like, okay, $2 a day for one kid, you know, that adds up, start adding up to be a lot. So what I ended up doing is just buying like a regular size hummus. And then, like I said, like cucumbers that are already cut up, crackers, not as much, but like they will just grab it. And I just have to accept it's probably going to be a little messier than if I would have made them the snack at the end of the day. But it's like, I'm going to be cleaning up anyway. So I would rather them be able to make their own snack whenever they want it versus me being in the middle of something and then being like, I want a snack right now. You know what I mean? And that's like 30 minutes out of my work time when they could just like get it themselves. So that, I think that helps a lot.
And continuing with food is we both meal plan for the week. So I grocery shop one time a week. I grew up in a household where we went to the grocery store every single day. Literally every single day. My mom, still to this day, I got onto my mom and my sisters the last time we all had dinner together because I was like, you guys do not do that. And they're like, yes, we do. But they go every day. I personally cannot. I cannot do that.
I get myself to go once a week.
Yes, I don't even go once a week. I do it online and then have it delivered at my front door. But I do it once a week. I do it on Sundays. But before I do that, I go ahead and make my menu for the entire week. So I know exactly what we're cooking, an idea what we're going to have for lunch, an idea what we're going to have for breakfast. And then I shop for those groceries, have them delivered. And then along with like just putting that up is I always clean out my fridge every single Sunday. So then I don't, if it's wiped out once a week, I've noticed I don't have like, you know, like a big chunk of like dried ketchup or something like that, you know, syrup. Syrup is one that just gets everywhere. I feel like it's sticky. If I do it once a week, I don't have to sit and scrub. It's an easy, quick wipe down everything and then re-put the groceries in there.
Yeah. And it feels good. It feels good to have like a fresh, clean fridge. But meal planning helps, I think, so much. And what I will do is, I think you can do it multiple ways, but like you can put it on your calendar, like your Google Calendar, or like if you're a notepad person, write it out. But like I just open my notes app and I put, like you can have like check boxes, and then I do at least 5 meals. I come up with 5 meals that I then also order groceries for. But I don't put the days because like I just don't know always that I'm going to do those on a certain day. And so then I can just check them off and then like mentally know, okay, I've done this week. I know I have these groceries, so I ordered them for these meals. And that like has helped so much because used to I would be like Monday this, Tuesday this. And then I'd get to Monday and like, I don't want to make that. Like, why did I tell myself I was going to make that day? So
that is me. See, we're a good balance because Ariel's like, okay, well, I'll come up with it. I'll have it all ready. And I'm like, nope, that's on Monday. That's on Monday. It's on there. That's what we're having.
But I think that's where you have to just know your limits. Like if you know that is like better for you mentally to be able to just do exactly what's on the list. But like for me, our life is, so I have a harder time rolling with the punches of like today, like Zared had to work late at the bank. And so I had to take the kids to karate. I mean, and that is not a huge deal because I work from home. I'm with the kids anyway. But when you're in the middle of something at 5:15 ish, you know, like it takes a lot of effort to make sure the kids are ready, get them in the car, take them and then drop them off and then come back. That's like 45 minutes of time that you could have been cooking where it's like, suddenly I don't want to make that huge meal. I just want to make quesadillas. So I can just easily like in my head, make that switch, but it's not changing everything where I have to then go to the grocery store later. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that, I think you just have to give yourself grace if you have situations like that.
I think you're, when you said grace, so I think with all of the things we're telling you, you have to have grace with yourself because I think as we plan these days, you know, and how we want these things to go, but as moms, we're not, you know, it's not always going the way we want.
I think that's probably the biggest hack of all hacks is to just have grace. And I feel like when I first started hearing that, I would roll my eyes because I'm like, whatever, like you don't understand that I need everything to be perfect. But you really do have to just like have grace. And one of the things that Tiana and I have been learning and like just it's a consistent lesson is to like constantly lower your expectations for your day, your kids, for yourself, not in like an unhealthy way, but like when things are already so challenging, you cannot expect everything to go perfectly, especially with something that historically is going to be chaotic or go wrong if it can't go wrong.
Yeah. Well, and something, I think it's in the book that you bought me for Christmas, but it was talking about like your home and your kids are like, that's a ministry. And once I've been like, and not every day, guys, like I'm working at this, but once I really thought about like, okay, like this is a ministry. Like when I'm folding laundry, this is a ministry. It makes me feel better because like I love serving and doing things like that. But for some reason, I wasn't like correlating with me like the home and kids are also my ministry.
It's hard. Lost in it, and then it becomes your problem. Like it's your challenge, not your ministry or your calling. So it's hard. It also helps, I think, sometimes to just like zoom out and like look at yourself in whatever situation you're starting to spiral in and be like, how important is this really? Because I will do that where something goes wrong at work and then suddenly everything else looks, you know, like bad as well. And so I'll like start spiraling. And a good example is like yesterday, my girls were with my mother-in-law, and Baden usually stays home with me. We homeschool, so that's why, if you didn't know, not at school. And it's my meeting day, so I have meetings all day. But then after my meetings, I wanted to run to some grocery stores to see if this book that is releasing next Tuesday had been put on the shelves early, because in some places it had been put on the shelf early. And so I was just like, maybe I'll get lucky. And then I also needed to go pick up like a specific thing at Target that's only at Target. So I was like, I gotta go anyway. But then Baden was like, oh, I do want to go because I have gift cards left over from Christmas. I'm like, okay, cool. Like two birds with one stone. And then we go, and then I start getting Slack messages. Not really urgent, just like, oh, like I would be back already if he wasn't with me having to like spend his gift cards. And so I'm in the car, like sometimes your body just starts responding to that, you know, that situation. And so I'm like in the car getting anxious, like, oh, I shouldn't have gone. Like I could have just like not, whatever, like I'm making excuses or making reasons why I was feeling anxious. And I was just like, this is why, while Ben's like talking, he just like talks nonstop. He's like very much like me. And I'm just like sitting there thinking, like, I am only going to get so many of these days with Baden. Like, even if they aren't intentionally like special, like we meant for it to happen, it's a moment that I can't have again. So I like, what productivity comes out of me sitting here on the way home thinking about I should be at home answering these Slack messages right away? You know what I mean? Nothing comes out of that. But it's like zooming out and being like, the only thing that matters right now that I can even be intentional about is having this conversation with my son. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if you just take that with everything, like it's really hard in the moment whenever your kid spills something and then all of a sudden your like anxiety about messes kicks in and then you have to clean the whole house. It's to just zoom out and be like, the way I respond to this situation is how my kid is going to always play that out. And like, try to calm down before you respond. And then before you like even hurriedly clean it up and then be like, okay, now I have to clean the whole house and start rage cleaning.
One of the last things I will share with you guys that I do is with my kids going to school, getting up every single morning, getting them up early. It's like, it can be hectic. So starting our days off knowing that every single day they're going to bring a water bottle. So making sure the water bottles are filled up the night before they pack their lunch, make sure that's done the night before. And laying out their clothes the night before is a big one, especially if you have daughters and they can't decide what they're going to wear. Having all of that done the night before saves us so many meltdowns and fights that morning. I will say still, you know, mornings are challenging. I'm not going to say if you guys do all of this, it's going to be easy peasy. No, mornings are still challenging some days.
Okay. So usually we make these episodes to share something that's working like in our motherhood that we think will help other women. And we feel like after this, now that you are just going to be like burdened by everything we just laid out for you. And like we need therapy, and we do, we get it. So we're sorry, but hopefully some of you relate to this. If anything, if it wasn't helpful, you're just like, okay, I'm not alone. And if that's you, maybe like message us on Instagram and just let us know that we're not alone, so we don't feel super silly for spreading out.
Please let us know we are not alone. Thanks for hanging out with us on the Call Us When We podcast.
If you want to spend more time with us, make sure to hit follow. And if you like the episode, share with a friend and leave a review.